Doctors Who Care.
Yes, a little. I've always been a sucker for a few quarts of wine.
You seem to be enjoying the evening, Barbara.
Oh, yes, Dwayne. I mean, it's so good to get away from the special clinic. Whoa! This ripple's got quite a kick, hasn't it?
That's not ripple, Snookums.
Yes, I know. I was just joking. Can't you take a little jocule once in a while, though?
Are you tipsy?
Why, Dwayne, whatever do you mean?
Drunk. Snockered, you know, tanked, high, soused, ripped, smashed, plastered, fried to the gills, messed up, totally wasted, wiped out, intoxicated, inebriated, crocked, bombed, under the influence, zonked, whacked out,
can
crazed.
Can you be a little more specific, Dwayne?
I was just asking. Oh. excuse me. I'm afraid I'm falling under this table, Barbara.
Oh my! Can I have the rest of your wine, Dwayne? A waiter! Waiter!
Yes, miss?
Excuse me, but my date has just turned into an Indian bull elephant.
Yes, ma'am. And what will your elephant be having for dessert?
Hey, doggone it. I don't want any Time Life books. Oh, Barbara, what is it?
Oh, Jeff, my date. It's just awful. I mean, he's an elephant.
What did I tell you about blind dates?
No, he wasn't an elephant when we came to the restaurant. Listen, Jeff, I know that something big's afoot.
Bigfoot? Wait a minute.
No. Oh, I'll see you in the morning. You should get more sleep. Boy, you sound tired.
Good night, Dad. I can't sleep anymore. Guess I'll get my coat and get over to the clinic early. Hey, what's all this hair doing on my porch? A cat must have exploded or something.
Oh, Jeffrey, it was awful. I mean, one minute he was building a village out of peas on toothpicks, and the next...
He turned into an elephant, huh?
That's right.
So where is he now?
Oh, I loaned him to the zoo. They gave me a free pass. I can visit him whenever I want.
What's all this hair all over the floor? Are you shedding?
No,
Anyway, I think we should examine Dumbo, or whatever his name is.
Dwayne.
Special clinic, Dr. Borowak. Yes? Your daughter is a baboon? There's a modeling school on 3rd Street that... Oh... That's a bit different. Can you bring her by this afternoon? Fine. Goodbye and good health. That lady's daughter has become a baboon.
Oh, I went through that stage too when I was 14. My grades just dropped.
No. A real baboon, like...
Oh my, that's very different.
This is a real brain ringer.
Oh, poor Dwayne.
Take it easy, Barb. I'll figure this out or my name isn't Mark Osler.
Your name isn't Mark Osler.
Then we're in trouble.
Meanwhile, on the other side of town...
Loopy Lips! We'd better get hauling if we want to be on time, Bun Lips!
But Skeeter, we're not even in this episode!
Skrinks! I forgot!
And somewhere else entirely...
Young man, this is an outrage! What? Where did that rambunctious scallywag go? I'm not that young anymore. This could take years to grow back. Why, it's an abomination, an absolute tonsorial terror.
Confused gang, stay tuned for further plot convulsions as Doctors Who Care continues.
Young lady, we can't examine you properly if you insist on swinging by your tail like that.
I thought you people were supposed to be able to handle difficult cases. If I wanted slapstick, I'd take my daughter to Kermit the Frog.
Let me just take a blood sample.
Ouch!
Ooh, sorry, my mistake. I've been up all night. There, now.
Let's just put a drop on the microscope slide. Uh-huh. Oh, what a mess! Oh, I forgot to focus.
She was up all night. Her date turned into a bull elephant.
I had a date who turned into an orangutan. Well, that was in high school.
Take a look at this, Jeff.
Yuck.
I don't know what to make of it. I mean, I think we should call a specialist.
But I'm a Republican.
I said specialist, not socialist.
Oh, right. Yes, I'll get out the yellow pages.
Be patient, dear. Do you think you could hurry up a bit, Dr. Trapezoid? My daughter's got a piano lesson at 4.
These things take time, Mrs. Ames.
Let's see now. Moonshiners, mummifiers, mouse fondlers. Here, medical professionals.
Hey, are we in there?
Do chickens have lips?
Well, do they?
Professor Floss, Dr. Borowak here from the special clinic. Say we've got a problem that you could help us out with. Can you come over? After the interlude, fine. Professor Floss, Dr. Borowak here, and this is my associate, Dr. Trapezoid.
Excuse me, fellow practitioners. I must hear this news report.
Consumes 10 times as much acid because it's 10 times as large. Turning to local news. Oh, there it is. Reports of a mad barber have been flooding police switchboards. Excess hair is being found everywhere, causing traffic tie-ups and health hazards.
I feared as much. See this?
Appears to be your head.
I concur.
Well, you shouldn't see that. There was a veritable forestation of follicles up there this morning, until that mad barber got a hold of it.
I'm sure the authorities will nab the culprit.
Hello? Remember me?
Oh, sorry, Mrs. Ames. Professor, her daughter has turned into a baboon.
Oh, she'll grow out of it by the time she's 16.
No, a real.
Oh, that's different, isn't it? Let's have a look. How long is her condition extenuated?
About 2 hours.
Nothing to worry about. I've seen this condition many times in the jungles of Serbian Croatia. Let me procure a suitable concoction from my medical valise. Nope. I must have left it at home. I'll be right back. Oh my gosh!
Professor, you're as white as a sheet!
Actually, your sheets are blue.
There's a child in the room, Doctor.
This is no time for personal conflagrations.
Let me take a look.
No! Don't open that door!
Get a hold of yourselves! Not there. Oh, yuckers!
What horror of horrors lies beyond the front door of the special clinic? Can our heroes win in this struggle against the forces of evil? What am I doing here? I'm not supposed to come in until the next page.
The doorway is blocked. There's a whole bunch of hair in the way.
Doctor, I think I know who's at the bottom of this.
Oh, there's somebody under there? My gosh, we've got to get him out. Quick!
No, I mean, who's at the bottom of this hair epidemic? It must be that same rapscallion of a barber who defoliated my countenance this afternoon. And his shop is right upstairs.
Great. Let's get the guy. Anybody got a pair of poodle clippers on him?
Yeah, I've got a pair in my purse. Here.
Thanks.
As Jeff, Barbara, and Professor Floss cut their way through to the elevator to stop this fiasco of fur, the mad barber, alone in his salon, delivers a bizarre soliloquy.
A whole city covered with hair. Blonde, brunette, red, black with just a few flecks of gray, silver tinged with blue, green disco hair, purple punk hair. Follicles foreign and domestic. I put a lot of work into this. Now I'm gonna enjoy myself. Jogging shorts on, shoes off. The barefoot run begins.
Sorry, old man. We can't allow that.
What? You're that psychiatrist and part-time gynecologist from downstairs, aren't you?
That's right. And you, sir, are a wanted criminal.
But my whole life has led up to this. No, you can't stop me now.
Out the window!
Yes, out the window, all right. And the mad barber climbs up the long strands of hair to the top of the Doctors Who Care medical building as silent movie music appears seemingly from nowhere.
Oh, this hair is kind of slippery. Must have conditioner on it.
Keep climbing, Barbara. We're almost to the top. I am at the top. Oh, pardon me, miss.
And just what do you think you're doing?
Hey, there's a lady at the end of this hair.
Oh, Hello there.
We've got you now, Mad Barber. Nowhere to go but down.
Curses.
Not so old.
Now you'll pay for the misery you've caused your poor customers.
Not this time, Doc.
He jumped!
He landed in a hairnet. We'll never find him now.
Oh, jeez. Now who's gonna clean up this mess?
I'll check the Yellow Pages.
Look! A UFO!
Come on, get the door open.
I got it.
Well, get out. Put one foot in front of the other one, and the other one, and the other one.
What is going on here?
Oh, Earth creature, let me get a photo. Say cheese, oh long-haired one.
I don't mean to be trite, but... take us to your leader.
Hey, I don't have time right now.
Well, take us to your nearest grocer.
What?
Where we come from, grocers control most of the wealth. They have all the food, you see.
Funny how that works out.
To you, maybe.
This is an astounding opportunity.
Hold on, Jeffrey. Just where are you potato heads from?
We're on an important mission to deliver a message from our native planetoid.
Well, what's the message?
Mars
needs hair. It's a bad time of year for an important protein crop.
Yes, that's it. Sorry, but we've had to turn some of your insignificant inanimate objects into big hairy beasties so we could trim some of their fur off.
Wait a minute. I thought we'd prove there was no life on Mars.
You call that living?
What a card!
I think this rather odd set of circumstances may work out just fine. Now look, if you'll clean all this hair off the streets that the Mad Barber left and turn all those people back into human beings again, I think we can just forget this ever happened.
Could you throw in a Farrah poster?
No.
Well, another happy ending.
Not quite.
All the hair is gone from our streets. They found the Mad Barber under it. Mars has all the protein it needs, and everybody's back to normal. So what's your problem, Barb?
Remember Dwayne?
The elephant boy?
Yeah, well, he's going with the zookeeper's daughter.
Better luck next episode.
Same bat time, same bat station.
Doctors Who Care was written and produced by Pat Barr. It starred Phil Diamond, Terry Moore, Clint Weber, Marcy Morrison, and Pat Barr. This is KSUL.